Good afternoon, Radio Laurier. Hope everyone's doing well today on March 4th. I'm just going to turn something down here. It's a little loud, for my ear at least. I wasn't here last week because that wicked windstorm that really just did everyone in. So I was unable to make it to the studio, which is unfortunate. I mean, it was deadline day, so naturally a big day in the NHL. So it was unfortunate I got to miss that, but I did indeed do a show. I just recorded on my own time, and that will be up on the Radio Laurier website. If you go to the Radio Laurier website and go to Richard Drinkshead Radio, you'll see that. Also, that's another thing. I don't know if many people know about that. If you go to the Radio Laurier website, if you don't get a chance to catch every show or any show, you have a chance to listen to it after it's been aired. So if you just go to radiolaurier.com/ringside radio and then another / or you just go to the Radio Laurier website and click on the programming schedule, go to the Q to T section, and you'll find my show, Richard Ringside Radio, and you'll find, I'm not sure if it's every show, because our manager still is going through and editing a couple of them, but we have 8 shows up on there up until February 11th. So it seems pretty often that they're uploaded. So last week's show will be up on the website. So just an update on that if you don't already know about that. So that's that. So I apologize for not doing a show last week, but boy, what a trade deadline it was. Man, I mean, again, you'll hear if you're interested and you want to listen to last week's show, it'll be up. We covered all the deals, and boy, were there a lot of them. I said in last week's show that I hadn't seen such an interesting and large-scale trade deadline like that in a very long time. And it didn't disappoint. I mean, majority of the time when we have like the trade bait board, a couple of players are traded from there. But normally like the top five, who everyone is constant speculation around, usually don't ever get dealt because that's just often how things go. But in this case, I'd say most of the big names got traded, with exception to Sergei Bobrovsky and Artemi Panarin. But Stone got moved to Vegas, Duchesne got moved to Columbus, and Dzingel got moved to Columbus. Those are some big names. Simmons got swapped to Nashville. Johansson and Coyle went to Boston. I think those were the big major deals. I'm going to feel like a fool if I'm missing one. The good Branson deal wasn't huge. Brassard got moved. Kevin Hayes went to Winnipeg, which was big. Fiala and Granlund. And a couple of small deals. The Nyquist deal was pretty big. But yeah. That's all last week's news, and I'm not going to rehash all that because, that's already been covered in an episode. So today I think we can start off with going through all the scores from last night's game. I believe I'm looking at last night's games. Yeah, Sunday, today's Monday. Jeez, man, my school. I'm all over the place lately. It's just that time of year. Midterms are still kind of surfacing, and, it's a tough time for students. It's hard around this time of year because, you got breaks, you got classes, and then you got exams, and you got to study while going to classes. It's nuts. I'm trying to remember which day is which. it sounds easy, but it's not. In summary of the scores, Philadelphia beat the Islanders 4-1. Speaking of the Islanders, man, did anybody get to see the Leafs game, or not even the Leafs game against the Islanders, but the highlights at least? Man, did they ever rip into Tavares? Yikes! It was rough. Not gonna lie. I mean, I dislike Tavares for leaving New York to go to Toronto the way he did, but they definitely went wild. I saw a video of a fan burning a jersey, and I was like, oh, okay, it's just somebody burning a jersey, like, you know, whatever. And then as he, like, poured more lighter fluid onto the fire, he was like, oh, man, wait till it hits the signature. And I was like, you're burning an autographed jersey? Damn, man. That's a lot of money. Like, a jersey itself is, like, $200. But when you start talking about it being autographed by somebody like John Tavares, it's, yeah, I don't know, I wouldn't do it no matter how much the guy pissed me off. Anyway, yeah, the Flyers beating the Islanders 4-1. Goal scored by Philadelphia. Scott Laughton, Sean Couturier, Travis Konecny, and Travis Sanheim. And the only New York goal scored by Adam Pielisch, if that's pronounced correctly. The Washington Capitals beat the New York Rangers 3-2 in a shootout. Goals scored by Andre Burakovsky and Carl Hagelin for the Caps, and Pavel Buchnevich and Ryan Strome for the Rangers. The Rangers on a 4-game losing streak, and the Caps on a 4-game winning streak. That one was an interesting game. I didn't watch it, but I saw some of the highlights, and it's kind of funny. The game-winning goal in a shootout was Alex Ovechkin. He came in, and Georgiev, the Rangers goalie, threw his stick at him in the shootout, so it was automatically ruled a goal. You know, it's rare that you see something as strange as that in the shootout, but you know, always something new to see in the NHL. The Anaheim Ducks winning against the Colorado Avalanche 2-1. Derek Brassard, the new Colorado Avalanche, getting the lone goal for the Avalanche. Cam Fowler and Jakob Silverberg getting the 2 goals for the Ducks. The Vegas Golden Knights shutting out the Vancouver Canucks to put the Canucks on a 3-game losing streak, while the Golden Knights ride a 4-game winning streak. Goals scored by Vegas, one from Max Pacioretty, one from Riley Smith, and one from Ryan Carpenter. This one hurts. Oh, wait, no. I got that one mixed up. Never mind. Ottawa beating the Florida Panthers. That does hurt, though. Florida on a 4-game losing streak sends beating them 3-2. Ottawa's goal scored by Brian Gibbons, Zach Smith, and Rudolph's Balkers. Never heard of him. Florida's goal scored by Andre Burakovsky. I got that mixed up. Sorry. Alexander Barkov and Troy Brower. The Winnipeg Jets beating the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-2. Yikes. Columbus, man, I don't know. They acquired all those picks, and I mean all those picks, all those players. And wouldn't it be a shame if they spent all they did, burned all they did, and then have everybody walk in the offseason and have, like, 2 picks in the draft? That would destroy that franchise completely. Because you think about the number of people and the quality of people who can walk at the end of this year. I mean, before the deadline, it was bad. But now, if UFAs continue to walk, it'll be disastrous. You got Artemi Panarin, Sergei Bobrovsky, Matt Duchene, can't remember. I think Ryan Dzingel's a UFA, but I want to say he's an RFA. And I thought there was somebody else. McQuaid, Kincaid, I think a couple other guys who can walk at the end of this year and lose all those guys. Yikes. That will definitely send this franchise into a rebuild. Columbus goal scored by Nick Foligno and Seth Jones. Winnipeg goals scored by, I think, Sammy Niku. And 4 from Blake Wheeler. So Wheeler having a great night out there. The Jets captain with 4 goals. The Nashville Predators beating the Minnesota Wild 3-2 in a shootout. Nashville goals scored by Philip Forsberg and Nick Bonino. Minnesota, Eric Fair and Jason Zucker. The Chicago Blackhawks losing to the San Jose Sharks 5-2. Chicago goals scored by Dylan Strome, Eric Gustafson. San Jose Sharks goals scored by Timo Meier, Thomas Hertl, Marcus Sorensen, and 2 from Mikko Karlsson. I can't say his name, man. Melker Carlson. It's a tough one. There's a lot of K's and a lot of R's in there. Melker Carlson. Jeez. A lot of Carlsons in the league. And anyway, we'll get you set up for tonight's games. Edmonton taking on the Buffalo Sabres at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Meanwhile, the Toronto Maple Leafs taking on the Calgary Flames at 9 p.m. That'll be a good one. Anywho. Yeah. Just if you haven't had a chance to look at the scores, then that's that. But let's get to the part that, you know, actually is in the old notepad. The first little bit of news I have here, when I wrote it and when I read it, it was rather interesting. I had a good time reading it, and it made me a little happier, I guess. So a recent poll of NHL players revealed they feel that PK Subban and Patrick Laine are the most overrated players in the league. That just, it warms my heart. Some of the players on that list included Aaron Ekblad, Dion Phaneuf, and Erik Karlsson. Erik Karlsson, a little bit surprised that people thought, I think he's a little overrated. But it definitely made me a little happy to hear that PK Subban is touted as overrated by a lot of NHL players, as I've argued for a couple of years now that PK Subban is overrated. I think his eccentric flair speaks more volume than his play. And when that's the case, it's not a good thing. So, again, I don't want to start getting into the nitty-gritty of the Shea Weber and PK Subban deal, because I think I've talked about it 5 times on this show since September. And, yeah, I don't want to go over it again. But, anyway, that was just a neat little thing I found, and I thought it was interesting. So, I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think PK Subban, Patrick Laine, Aaron Ekblad, Dion Phaneuf, or Erik Karlsson are overrated? You let me know on Twitter. Tweet at me at Rink Richard on Twitter. Or if you don't think any of those guys are overrated, or you think they are, or you have a name you think you should suggest who you think is overrated, let me know. Again, tweet at me at Rink Richard on Twitter. And also, if you want me to do... It's something I could think, not think about, it's something I could do, if you guys want to hear my thoughts. I could do who I think is the most overrated player per team. It wouldn't be that hard. Actually, in fact, if we have time, I could actually go through it today. What is that noise? I mean, it depends. Let me see. We'll see. We'll see if we can get through the news quickly. And maybe I'll get a chance to look through. It'll be different because I won't have a chance to actually put in a lot of research. But it'll just be off of what I feel and what I think. Anyway, Edmonton Oilers prospect, use that term loosely, Jesse Puljujärvi is out for the rest of the season following a season-ending hip surgery. Like I said, I use the term prospect a little loosely because Jesse Puljujärvi at this point should be an NHL player. But I don't know if his development is just stunted or if they're just taking it nice and slow. Regardless, he's out for the rest of the season. Last year's MVP, Taylor Hall, has knee surgery, and it's possible he could be out for the rest of the season, but the Devils... haven't really said yet. Maple Leafs defenseman Travis Dermott will be at least 4 weeks with a shoulder injury. I think that was in addition to Jake Gardner being injured. So, Leafs getting a little thin back there on an already very thin blue line. The Ottawa Senators firing coach Guy Boucher, replacing him with assistant coach Mark Crawford as an interim head coach. I mean, that one's a little surprising. A lot of people in the NHL were kind of surprised that the Sens would fire their head coach with 20 games to go in the NHL season. Why not just keep him until the end and then fire him? But, I mean, hey, I can't remember who said it on Sportsnet. They were saying it's just 6 weeks paid vacation. Anyway, if I were Guy Boucher, I'd be happy to get it at Dodge on that one. But when the Sens fired Boucher, it marked the ninth coaching change since 2004. That's incredible. Nine coaches in the span of 15 years. Crazy. Although I'm sure Edmonton's probably gone through more. Moving on to more positive Canadian hockey news, the Calgary Flames retiring Jerome Iginla's number 12. So Iginla was the franchise leader in games played with 1,219, in goals, 525, points, 1,095, and games winning goals, 83, and second in assists with 570, trailing only Al MacInnis. Iginla is the third player in Flames history to have his number retired, the only others being Lanny McDonald's number 9 and Mike Vernon's number 30. Jerome Iginla is 34th all-time in NHL history in points and tied for 16th all-time in goals. Pretty impressive numbers for Iggy. You know, congratulations on a great career, and definitely a Hall of Famer for sure. Too bad he couldn't get that Stanley Cup. Always a shame. Alex Ovechkin, the Washington Capitals captain, becomes the first player in NHL history with 10 seasons of 44 goals or more. Or 45, sorry. So, that's pretty impressive, if you think about it. I mean, think about the amount of goal scorers the NHL's had. I was really surprised to read that he was the first player in NHL history with 10 seasons of 45 goals or more. Honestly, I thought I was going to say he becomes the eighth player or something like that, but seriously, that is really impressive. So, I mean, I think this definitely does cement Ovechkin as one of the best goal scorers of all time. And, I mean, it's already well established he's the best goal scorer of the generation. So, I mean, I've already talked a lot about Ovechkin way back a couple weeks ago. A couple months ago, I would say. So I'm not going to keep talking about him. St. Louis Blues forward Jaden Schwartz is fined $5,000 for cross-checking the Carolina Hurricanes defenseman Dougie Hamilton. Sorry, I saw Dougie Hamilton and I immediately thought Calgary. More news on the injury front. Buffalo Sabres defenseman Jake McCabe is expected to miss 5 to 6 weeks with an upper body injury. So, again, the Sabres pretty weak on the back end and losing another defenseman. They're going to wish they didn't trade away Nathan Beaulieu already. More injury news. A lot of injuries going around the season. This week, I should say, especially with defensemen, as New Jersey Devils defenseman Mirko Mueller is expected to be out for an extended period with a shoulder injury following a head-first fall into the boards. Yikes, you never want to see that. Speaking of things you never want to see, Winnipeg forward Adam Lowry suspended 2 games for high-sticking Nashville forward Philip Forsberg. Yikes. All right, we're going to go to break right now. When we come back, we will be talking about terrible Ted Lindsay and some unfortunate news that hit the NHL today. Let's see, what do we want to play from today? You know what? There's no shuffle button. Never mind. I was going to say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to shuffle. But so I guess it's up to me. Oh, you know what I want to play? Where is it? Sorry, like I said, I'm on my Spotify now. Just recently picked up. Ooh. All right. Here's Jukebox Hero by Foreigner. Enjoy. Why am I not? Things not wanting to work today. Can't play current song. Why is that? You know, why do we even bother? Seriously, why do we even bother having... I don't even know what to play now. Because now it just throws off my entire mojo. Man, you don't come into the studio for a week or two. Everything changes. Studio seemed different when I walked in, and now the Spotify's not working. So it just throws off my whole equilibrium I had going here. So let's see here. Off to YouTube we go. Man, do you guys remember that 1 week where YouTube wasn't working? Actually, we had 2 weeks like that. Oh, speak of the devil. Doesn't look like YouTube's working either. This is not the fun stuff. This is not the stuff I look forward to do, to deal with every day. Man, things are just not wanting to agree with us today. Okay, well, this is not my fault. This is not the music I usually pick, but I guess Enjoy Everything You've Done Wrong by Sloan. Enjoy? I guess? I don't know. Okay, don't enjoy. Because now iTunes isn't working either. Me and my big mouth. You know, I started talking about how, remember that 1 week when nothing worked? Boy, the gods are laughing at us now, ain't they? Okay, now it closed. Oh boy, let's just do this. Alright. Oh good lord. When is the last time they restarted this computer? Because, honestly. Okay. Alright. We fixed it. Okay, let's try it again. Here's Jukebox Hero by Foreigner. Enjoy. That was Bad Company by, you guessed it, Bad Company. Okay, on to sort of somber news. Hockey loses one of its greatest players today. Ted Lindsay passes away at age 93. Sad time for the NHL. It was just 2 years ago they lost Gordie Howe. And yeah, it was... It's tough, another one of Detroit's legends passes away. So, he was known as Terrible Ted, so he was definitely one of the NHL's toughest stars back in the 50s and 60s. So he was a member of the production line with the Red Wings, with Gordie Howe and Sid Abel. Old Ted Lindsay was a 9-time All-Star and made the Hall of Fame in 1966. Definitely one of the toughest guys ever. I mean, if you look at some of the quotes he used to, I mean, the one quote that sticks in my head that Ted Lindsay said was, "I, Ted Lindsay, hated everybody I played against." I mean, he was just a hard-nosed guy who, you know, a fierce competitor, wasn't afraid to hit you know, spear you, cross-check you. You know, I wasn't afraid to run you over if that's what it took to win a game. And, you know, there's, you don't see much of that anymore in the NHL. He's definitely an old-school guy. And, you know, it's a shame that there's not as many character guys like him in the NHL. I know he used to speak out against guys who were so buddy-buddy and chummy. At face-off dots and stuff, and you know, I'm a big believer in that. I guess I'm a bit of a hypocrite because I'm guilty of it as well, but I'm not in the NHL, so I definitely believe that you know, there should be some put aside the you know, the niceties in a game, you know, because you're in a game, you know, you want to win, you're there to play hard and win games, not to, you know, ask how the kids are or make a golf appointment or whatever. Anyway, Ted Lindsay was the first NHLPA president and did a lot to help form the NHLPA. And, you know, that's why the NHLPA named the MVP award after him. So the Ted Lindsay Award is awarded to the best player in the league as voted by NHL players. So, Terrible Ted played 17 seasons, totaling 379 goals, 472 assists, 1,068 games, and 1,808 penalty minutes. Now, if those aren't great stats, man, I don't know what it is. Incredible. He was always quoted as being the toughest player in the NHL who wouldn't back down from anybody. I think he was listed at 5'10", maybe 5'11", and you know, wouldn't back down from anybody, and you know, just a very team guy, very competitive guy, and you know, I admire that. Lindsay won 4 Stanley Cups with the Detroit Red Wings, while having a brief stint in Chicago, but definitely was more known for playing with the Wings. His number 7 was retired by the Red Wings, joining, again, a great host of legends out in the rafters in Detroit. Guys like Steve Yzerman, Nicklas Lidström, Gordie Howe. I just off the top of my head, I can't really think right now. Yeah. He's a Canadian Sports Hall of Fame. He was inducted in there in 2002 and is an Art Ross Trophy winner. So definitely a huge loss today for the NHL and more specifically the Red Wings organization in general. Especially since they, again, just recently, I would say, coming off of the loss of Gordie Howe, which I think was 2 years ago, which was a big loss. I'm not sure exactly what it was he died of. I don't think it matters. 5'8", actually, was his height. And he was listed to NHL 100 Greatest Players, which you know, doesn't surprise anyone. But yeah, that is, I mean, all I can say. There's not much more I can go in depth on about Ted Lindsay. I mean, he was a great player, character guy. A fierce competitor, and yeah, it's a shame we lost him, and he will be remembered. I think it would be weird for me to just immediately go from that to talking about the standings, what we're going to talk about next. I just think that would be kind of a weird transition, so I think a song is probably the best way to segue. So let's see. Alright, here's Dust in the Wind by Kansas. Enjoy. We enjoyed that song by Kansas, a little different from you know, the song we all know from them, which is Carry On Wayward Son. But like I said, I just thought it would be a kind of a weird transition to go from talking about the death of a great NHL player to just, you know, pick up and move to another topic like it was just another piece of news. You know, I didn't really think that was right. So play a song, you know, that way it eases people. You know, for me, at least, it you know, doesn't take anything away from you know, what happened today. Anyway, did anyone see that that video of Carey Price meeting that young boy when they were practicing in Toronto? The young boy's mom promised him that he would meet Carey Price, but you know, then unfortunately, she died of cancer. And, you know, it was very sad for the young boy. And, you know, thankfully, he got a chance to watch Price and the Canadians practice at the ACC, or at the Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. And the young boy's name is Anderson. And he managed to get Carey's attention. Or I don't know the full story. I believe they got to pull some connections, his family did. And they managed to get Carey to come off the ice. And, you know, it was just a really beautiful moment. There's a video of it circulating around I just retweeted it on Tinder. I'm all over the place. Retweeted it on Twitter. You know, it's just a really nice moment. You see Carey come off the ice, and he takes off his mask, and the young boy's crying. Because he's looking at his idol right now, and he's had a lot of turmoil in his life. And Carey takes off his helmet. He goes and gives the guy a hug, a couple pats on the back, kind of like a reassuring thing, like everything's going to be all right. And, signs his jersey, signs his stick that he brought, and gives him two of his own sticks and signs both of them and takes a picture with him. And it's just a really heartwarming moment. And, it's the little things, it's nice to see that, hopefully, Carey going out and doing something like that, eases the pain that this young boy is going through right now in his life after losing his mother. So definitely, a nice moment in a dark situation, and it's something that young boy will remember the rest of his life. And, that just goes to show that hockey players are a real class act, and it was a great thing for Carey to do, and very heartfelt. Anyway, moving on to the standings. Now I know what a lot of you're gonna say. Well, why didn't you? Why is it easier for you to move from that topic to standings as opposed to the news about Ted Lindsay? Well, because it was a sad situation to start with, but it had what I was talking about was, happier, more positive. Just to explain that a little bit. So right now we'll go through the standings and talk about what's going on there. So let's see. Let's start in the East, because normally we start in the West just because we always start in the East. But today we'll start in the East because we have been starting in the West for a couple weeks now. But we'll start in the Metro just to keep everyone on their toes. So right now the Washington Capitals leading that division with 83 points, coming from, I think they were in third or fourth for a while there, and then they stormed up, taking a lead ahead of the New York Islanders. They're currently on a 4-game winning streak, meanwhile the Islanders right behind them with 81 points, but on a 2-game losing streak. The Carolina Hurricanes storming out of the wild card race into third place in the Metro with 78 points on a 5-game winning streak. Just 1 point ahead of the Pittsburgh Penguins, though, who are hot on their tail with 77. But I wouldn't count the Columbus Blue Jackets out yet with 75 points. Good for fifth in the Metro. Why am I looking at the division? We should be looking at the wildcard spots. Okay, moving on to the Atlantic. You guess it. Tampa Bay's leading the Atlantic with 104 points. Almost 20 points clear of the Boston Bruins, who are second place with 87 points, who are 3 points ahead of the Toronto Maple Leafs, who have 84 points, good for third in the Atlantic. The Pittsburgh Penguins occupying the first wildcard spot after they beat the Habs, I think it was on Saturday. So they're sitting there with 77 points. The Habs in second place in the second wildcard spot with 77 points, followed by the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are just 2 points back of the second and first wildcard spots. Philadelphia, I wouldn't count them out as they're coming pretty close. Just 5 points back of the wildcard spot with 72 points. Buffalo, it's possible that they can come back, but right now they're with 68 points, so they are 9 points back. So it's a bit of a bigger hole to dig themselves out of. Same thing with Florida, New York. Yeah, and then of course you got the Devils with 58 points for third last in the East, the Red Wings with 55 points for second last on a 7-game losing streak, and the Ottawa Senators 51 points, just 2-8 in their last 10, so a race for last place going on at the bottom there in the East. Moving on to the West, in the Central Division we have the Winnipeg Jets leading that division with 82 points. On a 2-game winning streak. The Nashville Predators close behind them, though, with 81 points. However, Nashville playing 68 games, Winnipeg playing 65. The St. Louis Blues continue their incredible run from bottom-dwelling team to playoff contender, as they are third in the Central Division with 74 points. Incredible. And moving to the Pacific Division, we have the Calgary Flames leading that division with 89 points, followed closely behind by the San Jose Sharks with 86 points, and the Vegas Golden Knights good for third in the Pacific with 77 points on a four-game winning streak. In the first wildcard spot, we have the Dallas Stars with 71 points, tied with Minnesota. Minnesota in the second wildcard spot with 71 points. The Arizona Coyotes close behind with 69 points on a six-game winning streak. So they are just 2 points back of that second wildcard spot, or both wildcard spots, I should say. Both wildcard spots in both divisions are tied right now. And the Edmonton Oilers, 63 points for fifth in the conference. Or no, not fifth in the conference, fifth in the wildcard race, I guess. I don't know. They say that they're going to play the next, 18 games, like their playoff games. I don't know. I can't really see them making it. Chicago's kind of fallen behind a little bit after their surge, also with 63 points. The Vancouver Canucks also with 63 points. So all three of those teams, I would say they're out. The Anaheim Ducks continue their fall from grace as they are 59 points, good for second last in the elite, in the conference. And the Los Angeles Kings, good for last in the conference with 56. Now let's look at the league standings. Let me get a drink. Sorry. Ah, man. Talking for so long takes a toll. Okay. Just taking a second here. I want to get the iTunes set up for when we end the show. So it's, ready to go. So I'm not sitting here awkwardly, kind of like right now. Okay. So your top 10 teams in the league right now. Oh gosh, a sneeze. Hang on. Excuse me. So, in first place in the league, we have the Tampa Bay Lightning clear ahead with 104 points. The next closest team is the Calgary Flames with 89 points. The Boston Bruins with 87 points for third place. The San Jose Sharks with 86 points for fourth place. The Toronto Maple Leafs with 84 points for fifth place. The Washington Capitals with 83 points for sixth place. The Winnipeg Jets in seventh place with 82 points. And the New York Islanders in 8th place with 81 points. The Nashville Predators in 9th place with 81 points. The Carolina Hurricanes in the top 10, surprisingly, with 78 points. And then your bottom 5 teams. The Anaheim Ducks in 27th place with 59 points. The New Jersey Devils with 58 points, good for 28th. Los Angeles Kings with 56 points for 29th. The Detroit Red Wings in second last with 55 points. And the Ottawa Senators in dead last with 51 points. Keep in mind, they don't have their first round lottery pick, as that goes to the Colorado Avalanche. So that'll be it for today's episode of Rashard's Ringside Radio, everybody. I hope you all enjoyed. I hope you had a good time listening to today's show. I know I had a good time talking today. Thank you all for coming out. Thank you to everyone who listened. I hope you enjoyed. I've been your host, Andrew Richard, host of Ringside Radio, and I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Here is Redbone to walk us off. Enjoy.